From the snowmageddon up there in Buffalo to the wacky-ass Pittsburgh weather,
we're getting a weather edumacation with our own Flash Flood Freddy. You're in the bird cave. Let's go!
Roger Goodell is a knucklehead. I was getting ready to watch some snowmageddon with Buffalo and Cleveland. What? How many was it? 3 feet of
snow? 4 to 6 feet of snow right now is the forecast for Triport.
Now, how often does that happen, really? This is 4 to 6 feet.
Yeah, so it happened November 2014, it happened. And that was the last recent snow event they had over 4 feet. But interesting enough, the largest snowstorm on history in Buffalo happened back in the 70s, mid-70s. Mm-hmm. And it was snow that was piled up on Lake Erie that the wind blew it right in the city of Buffalo, and they got the highest snow depth ever recorded.
And how high was that?
I think it was around 5 or 6 feet.
So this could be like record.
It would be up there. It wouldn't be number one. It'd be up there though. So
here's my question to you: our reason why you're Flash Flood Freddy is our Flash Flood weather connoisseur, because this year was kind of weird too. We went from summer, and Mother Nature basically flipped the switch, and we were cold. How does that work? Like, I don't get. This is one beer episode, real quick, just a couple minutes of this. But like, what factors that into? Like, why do some years do we get like a elongated, like a kind of a cool down where it's like it goes literally from like 80s, low 80s, high 70s, 60s, 50s to this? It went like 85, and down to like 50. And especially with this region, kind of a compounded question, because Pittsburgh has been known to be you can get all four seasons in 2 days, which is wow. Like, what factors into that? Is it just because we're close to the lakes, too? Or factors
into this? Weather is always driven by ocean temperatures, right? Where pockets of warm and cold water are. So wherever's a pocket of cold air. So Europe was really cold in the September and parts of October into November. Mm-hmm. And so, again, there's always pockets. So right now in the United States, and at this point in mid-November, it gets really cold. It's going to be 46 degrees in Houston this weekend when the normal high is like 72.
Right.
So it's not going to just cold here. It's cold like in the lower 48. Mm-hmm. And so one of the rules that you use in weather is if it's warm in Alaska, it's cold in the lower 48 and vice versa, because that usually means there's a high pressure in Alaska keeping it nice and warm. And, of course, Alaska's really warm right now.
And driven all by the ocean.
Huh. Ocean temperatures. Yeah. And so, for example, for Pittsburgh, right, we didn't hit 80 after like September 22nd. And we almost hit it November like 6th. Mm-hmm. So we had like a 6 week stretch. We really didn't have a warm fall. It was really cool.
Yeah.
So November turned the switch on the first 8 days of November, one of the four warmest starts in November on record. So Pittsburgh records go back to like 1886. And so warmest starts in November. Now really cold, right? So if you look back at November, like say 10 years from now, in November they were about 2 degrees below average, but it doesn't really calculate the details of how warm it was to start, like 9-10 degrees above average for the mean temperature, to like 2 degrees below because it got so cold. Because right now our average high is 50, and we're like struggling to get 40 every day.
So it's not Mother Nature; it's Aquaman who controls everything.
That's right.
Breathe underwater.
And is that more like the volcanoes and such?
Yeah, there's a factor like volcano eruptions, a little other factor, and then also recurving typhoons, right? So you have a typhoon in the Western Pacific, it hits Japan, it comes back, back across the Northern Pacific. Mm-hmm. That has a factor. That's why it got really cold in February 2015 here. It was the second coldest month on record. Schools are closed, buses can't start, it's so cold. Daytime highs are like 5, lows are like 15 below for most
sure
of the month.
Sure.
And buses couldn't start, so that was a recurring typhoon and volcano eruption, and it causes global pattern changes you just cannot, pin. So it's wild. Weather is truly global.
It's smaller. It's smaller than we give it credit for.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So it's driven global.
How quickly can you see coming what's going to happen in Buffalo? Well, why they're moving the game to Detroit.
So I take back an example. So back in '94, Penn State played Michigan at Happy Valley. And they got like a foot and a half of snow, and they had to hire all these students to kind of clear the stadium, So here now the NFL is facing 4 to 6 feet of snow. People can't get places, right? There could be roofs collapse, be power grid outages because of all the heavy snow.
Sure.
And if any place can handle snow, it's Buffalo.
Right.
And for the safety of the fans and the players getting to and from the stadium on Sunday, because the snow's not going to end until Saturday night, they moved to Detroit. Smart move, right? So Buffalo plays back-to-back games at Detroit Thanksgiving Day. So it's kind of a bummer for the fans who would probably go there, but clearing the parking lots, where are you going to put 6 feet of snow?
Yeah,
we're gonna, you know, so
when it's like 20 degrees out.
Yeah,
right?
you're gonna lose half your parking space with
yeah.
snow miles.
So we're gonna put that right. So some places, what they do,
make a garage, like a snow garage.
Fans aren't staying home.
Buffalo's not staying home.
No, everyone's gonna try to go to the game,
especially for how good. Yeah, exactly. But go ahead.
Yeah, and so like so some places, what they do, they run incinerators, right? So they dump all the snow into an incinerator, melt it, and put it in the stormwater system.
Ah.
And some environments don't like that, but again, everyone does it because it's salt water, yeah, essentially because of the sodium chloride.
Right, but that amount of water, what kind of impact does that have?
Yeah, so it has an impact. It has an impact. So what happens? It gets really warm really quickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have like all kind of flooding issues because all the 6 feet of snow, which is probably like something like maybe 6 inches or 5.5 inches of water.
Yeah,
it's like a hurricane coming down. You know, when it melts. So that's a big concern when it melts, but it's also power outages, roofs collapsing because of all the heavy, wet snow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting enough, we have one of our coworkers, his dad, father-in-law, just passed away. So they live right by the airport. He went up there today because he's going to clean his roof off periodically through the weekend because he's got a shallow slope roof where the snow likes to sit. Oh. He's got to clear that. And I have another coworker who decided to go to Buffalo just to see the snow. So he's got there, he's got a hotel right in Cheektowaga, right off Interstate 90, close to all, he can walk to all these restaurants. He left there the day. He's going to be up there through Saturday night and come back Sunday and watch all the
maybe.
Snow fall.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah. He may never come back.
Yeah.
Is that a snow chaser?
Yeah, snow chaser.
I've never heard of that before.
No.
I can see him having the station wagon with all like the antennas and
we never want to be living in the town when Jim Cantore's in town, because if Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel comes to your town, that means you're going to see some really bad weather.
But can you see that coming?
I follow him on Twitter.
Can you see that coming for a while?
We had a signal off 5-6 days.
Okay.
Yeah, we can see signals like that for big snows for the Pittsburgh area. It's a little bit tougher because like the lows track 10-20 miles different. It makes a big influence, but lake effect snow events, when the lows are stationary, they have southwest winds at Pullman Buffalo. We can just see it's a pretty straightforward pattern.
So even a big storm like that, it's about a 5 or 6 day window you can see with the technology out there. Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, what are the winds going to be like? Here's why I ask: is that as much as it would be fun to see a game like that somewhere, you know, I have a friend who was from Buffalo, and he said that the stadium being inlaid, that whatever's going on out there is actually augmented down there, right? So if it's really windy, if it's 30 mile an hour winds, it's swirly winds there, it's worse.
Yeah.
So, what I mean, which to me, if you've got, it'd be fun to watch people try to run around in 6 feet of snow with 50 mile an hour winds, but game wise, probably isn't going to be a very good game.
You're just going to run the ball. That's the only thing.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like the big wishbone last year with New England where they had like two passes or something like that. Yeah.
So the last time they did this, they postponed the game to Monday. Now, they could have done that, but I think with the Bills playing Thursday
they can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had to move it.
You start getting into Bishop Sycamore territory if having teams playing back-to-back.
Yeah.
Dude, if players were 30, I guess.
Well, it's either that or the 2020 Steelers. It doesn't matter. Just play on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. I always wondering about that, you know, I mean, because the fall seems to be the worst, where it's like, you know, you get –
spring too, the transition
spring,
season.
Yeah, I mean, I get you get to what they call, what's the term, like Indian summer in January. You get like a couple of 2-3 days where it's 70 degrees and everybody gets sick afterwards.
So Indian summer can be defined as different areas, right? So it's the first 80 degree day after the first frost.
Okay,
or first 90
that's
degree
what it's
day
called.
First, that's the def, that's like the definition.
And
it's not PC anymore though to use that term.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Just warm weather, random warm weather days in January. And that's even ocean temperature too, even though it's just like a pocket.
It's a function, yeah. So global ocean temperatures drive the weather pattern and the jet stream war systems track.
Gotcha.
And so again, wherever, so the atmosphere is always trying to be in balance, right? So it's like your checkbook, right? Whatever comes in, you want equal amount going out for the most part. So the atmosphere is like wherever it's hot, it's cold. Wherever it's cold, it's hot. And it's all throughout the globe.
So what you're saying, to stop global warming, all we got to do is everybody just take an ice cube, throw it in the ocean, and we're good.
That's it.
We can cool it down.
Cool it down.
People don't realize cool that Pittsburgh snow totals are going up. So it's, you know, it's, you always say like, right, you know, climate's your mood, weather's your personality. And I'm sorry, weather's your mood, climate's your personality. So the mood, like you can feel happy, sad, right? So as the weather comes, right? It could be cloudy, it's gonna be kind of dreary, you're unhappy. It's sunny and 70, you're happy to go outside and do all this stuff. But climate's your personality, it's like who you are and who you believe and what you believe. And so that's why there's a difference between weather. Climate.
Do you guys, I think it is clinically proven though, but do you guys believe in that as far as like the weather drives your personality?
Oh no, it's a fact because of the sun. vitamin D is, everyone is vitamin D deficient, and nobody supplements enough with it. So when in Pittsburgh is second to Seattle, right?
And well, there's like Buffalo, as, Cleveland get more clouds than us, but yeah, like bigger cities, we're in the top 10 at least. Yeah,
I heard no about that. The grayest cities, right?
It's absolutely an impact. So, no,
it made me a little, because I, trust me, when I lived in Orlando for 5 years, didn't mean, just because it was sunny every day, I didn't feel any different. Up here, no, cold rain? Yeah, I don't know. I'm grumpy, right? If it's cloudy outside, I don't care. It's not going to change my mood. I was just curious. And again, I like you said, I know it's proven. And again, I might just be an outlier. But I just wonder, like, weather to me just doesn't do anything. Because I can't control it. So why the hell am I worried about it?
Can't worry about it,
So it doesn't drive me, but maybe
I don't think you get worried about it. I think it's, you know, until you get to those extremes, like in Alaska, where they have 6 months of darkness in that area.
Oh, yeah, that would be nuts.
Yeah, I mean, depressed. But for the most part, I think it does impact, you know, you're talking about, you know, the cold and the rain, being better sleeping weather, and if you're, you know, we're out and about moving around, getting some vitamin D. Actually, you're more likely to get outside and move around when it's 70, which is going to increase your endorphins and things like that, from exercise.
And you're in better mood.
There's a lot there, there's a lot there. So I think it's, you know.
It's interesting. That's a clip of a guy in Buffalo about to leave the grocery store today. They sold out of bread. I still don't understand why people buy bread, toilet paper, and stock up for like a 3-day snowstorm, because, you know, they're gonna it's gonna be back to normal pretty quickly. But the way this guy's walking out, he's got like 6 cases of beer, right? They're interviewing him. It's like, yeah, you know, what are you gonna do? There's no bread left. He goes, bread? Who needs bread? I got all this yeast in this beer. I'll extract the yeast from the beer.
That's a forward thinker.
That is a thinking forward man, thinking. Right?
So,
yeah.
Last question. We get out of here on this. Flashlight, I want to pick your weather brain. Why is Pittsburgh a city where it's like, you know, it is one of the greatest cities? From a big city, I think it's number two against Seattle. But
well, so it's a function, two things, right? So if you want to increase the sunshine in Pittsburgh, if you could play God for a day, you would bulldoze the Appalachian Mountains and just fill in the Great Lakes. And then that way you would remove the clouds every winter. So what happens is...
So it's a topography.
It's a topography of the mountains to the east, right? So, you know, the lakes, right? So the wind comes across the lakes, predominantly west-northwest winds, come across the lakes, they pick up moisture, it hits the mountains, it's got nowhere to go, it saturates, it forms clouds, and it just backfills them. So again, Harrisburg versus Pittsburgh. Harrisburg is twice as many sunny days as Pittsburgh has.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you live east of the mountains, right? So where Bavaca grew up, you know, anywhere east of the mountains, Philadelphia, whatever, down the whole way down.
Are we in the gutter of Pennsylvania?
No doubt. Because there's no question that when you're in Philly, New York City, D.C.,
sunny.
Way different. Same temperature, feels great. 45 in New York City, wearing a light jacket. 45 here, shivering.
Yeah, I tell you, I can tell you, I grew up in Maryland.
Well, you grew up there, right?
It's next door to Pittsburgh, right? It was a couple hour drive. I have a cousin who works outdoor at plumbing. He won't move up here. We try to get him to move up here. He said it's too big of a difference in climate to work outside for him consistently versus down there.
Yeah,
you know. So
I did not realize that. So it's the mountains. It kind of smacks up against the mountains and just stays here.
So what happens is, you live east of the mountains, right? So when wind comes down the mountains, it.
All right, that's it. Bird Cave Initiative. We're going up to the mountains. We're cutting them some bitches down.
All right,
to get some more
bulldoze them down.
Huh?
Yeah, so it's
I guess
it's
Clippers.
Yeah, so it's but definitely you can be just do a Google search number of sunny days for, you know, in Philadelphia.
Oh, I know it's bad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know trust me. I
think it might be a factor. Maybe it might be more than two. I don't know.
Trust me, when I moved down to Orlando and it's sunny like six, well, probably what? I thought even we can't go weekly. There's 30 days in a month. It's sunny 28 days.
Yeah.
And if it's cloudy, it's just for like that hour. It rains between 4 and 5 o'clock every day. And after that, it's sunny.
It's a big difference.
It's a huge difference in. I noticed a difference, but I wasn't like, it didn't change my mood. But coming back up here, you do realize like
that's why I give people credit to live their entire lives until they're 80, 90 years old in these climates like Cleveland, Buffalo, places like Pittsburgh. Even you can argue Pittsburgh,
Big Tone
Seattle.
Big Tone loves it in Cleveland.
But it's great, but Seattle, right? So people bust Seattle chops for having being cloudy, but Seattle very rarely sees a cloud from May through September.
But it still rains a lot, yes?
In January and February, that's the rain season, okay. But they do not see a cloud for 4 months.
So it's different.
You get big long stretches of, you know, clouds, but Seattle very rarely snows, so it's like 45, 50 in rain.
Who'd have thought that Pittsburgh has the bumper lanes for the clouds?
Yeah, I mean,
son
it is too.
So
it's different. I mean, I remember being in the Grand Canyon where the high was supposed to be 40, and we're hiking, and I'm bundled up because it's going to be a high of 40.
Yeah.
And within a half hour, I was so sweaty, I was in a t-shirt. And it didn't get above 40. The sun has 10 degrees. It's sunny. The sun made such a huge difference.
That's why when you go to Steeler games, right, if you're on the side, the face of the sun, you add 10 degrees to temperature. So that's what you got to dress for.
A bird cave edumacation.
It is good.
Flash Flood, thank you, brother. Appreciate you. We'll see you guys on the next one. We're going to go back to talk to some sports later, but take care. Peace out.
Great.